welcoming you to R. Dharan Show, and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. So what this podcast is about? This podcast is about business, entrepreneurship, exploring productivity, seeking knowledge, so and so. If you want to become successful in your life and if you want to become productive, then you are here at the right place. Listen to the upcoming episodes fully and I assure you that each and every minute you spend here is worth in listening. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes and we will meet you at the next episode. Until then, this is Hrithik Dharan signing out of from R. Dharan Show. Bye-bye. Hello guys, welcoming you to R. Dharan Show and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. In today's episode, Gautam Raj, founder of Brandso Brand Solution, has joined to speak about the importance of digital marketing and why a brand or a company need digital marketing. And Gautam Raj shares his amazing journey he went through. Stay till the end of the episode and I assure you, it would be worth in listening to this episode fully. Hi Gautam, thanks for joining in today's episode. Actually, I was impressed by your career and I thought that why can't I just have you as a guest in my podcast in digital marketing. So just can you share your experience and a short story about yours?
Thank you so much for having me today. So my story start as a digital marketer starts in and around 2015. I graduated in 2015. I graduated as an engineer. I'm an electrical and electronics engineer. I got placements during my college itself, and it was an on-site campus, but I was not happy with that the placement, all those stuff. So I was exploring what is happening in and around me as an engineering student. I saw this digital marketing is booming. Everyone was saying this digital marketing will be the next thing. Digital marketing will be the next skill that everyone will need. So when I was going through that, without me myself knowing, I became a digital marketer. I'll give an instance where I became a digital marketer. Okay, so I was preparing for a competitive exam called Union Public Service Commission. While I was preparing for this examination, I started creating content and posting it on a Facebook group. This Facebook group started growing day by day. Yeah. And within 6 months, this Facebook group got a good traction and I was able to build a community of 10,000 people. And it started growing. So at that point of time, one person who was running an IAS academy, he contacted me. See, you are doing good digital marketing. I was like astonished. Like, am I doing digital marketing? I don't know. Like, what I do is I run just a Facebook group. That's all. I'm not a digital marketer. So then he called and said me like, see, you have built a community of 10K people, 10K loyal people who are looking for your content. So at that point of time, only I understood. Without myself, my knowledge, I have started digital marketing through my content on UPSC.
Great.
For students. So at that point of time, that person asked me, can you help my academy to grow digitally? My admissions are less. So that at this point of time, if we use this, your skills for my academy and you also have knowledge on UPSC, you know how to generate leads. Can you make this for my academy? So what I did was I readily said, okay, because when I was preparing for UPSC, I wanted to become financially independent. That's the reason why I said, okay, and I was a free, I said, I will not be working as a full-time digital marketer. I will take this job as a freelancer. Got it? So at that point of time, even that person was not aware that is this a free, what is freelancing kind of thing. Just think about in 2015, yes. 2016. Now many people, many freelancers have come out in 2020 and 2021. But back in 2015 and 2016, this gig economy was not that much booming. But since I was way a little bit ahead and since I was preparing for UPSC, I was a little bit aware of this gig economy, the freelancing kind of works.
Okay.
It was totally Western kind of situation that I adopted to. So when I said, okay, I will take it as a freelance digital marketer, he readily said, okay, because he wants to grow his admissions.
Okay.
So what I did was I strategized. Since I know what is the customer journey, what does it need and demand of a person who wants to prepare for this examination, I made funnel. Funnel is something where it will be like an inverted triangle. Yeah, inverted triangle. So what it means is in digital marketing, this funnel plays a very, not only digital marketing, in marketing.
Yeah,
marketing on a whole, this funnel plays a very, very bigger role. So I built a funnel where I can bring in people through awareness on this examination. Then I will engage with them. Then I'll convert them into a lead as a student for the academy.
Yeah.
I used tools like Facebook and Google. At that point of time, people were using Facebook and Google for entertainment purpose, all those stuff. But that was a time where Facebook can also be used for marketing was unleashed.
Yes.
Facebook ads, Facebook analytics, Google AdWords, all those stuff were booming at that point of time. So what I did was I made a funnel for this academy. Mm-hmm. And the leads started coming in, flowing in. I set up a separate CRM team in that academy. So this was like a total marketing team, which I set up into that academy. It was in-house marketing team, and I was a freelancer digital marketer. I was helping those people. And I was able to see, and even the academy was able to see the rise in the admissions. It was around 300 people initially. And then using the strategies and CRMs and developing the customer experience journey, the admissions started increasing.
Great.
So even I was happy. I was getting paid for what I'm doing. And I was also into my preparation as a UPSC aspirant. So looking at this, like other academies wanted my service.
Yeah, come on, Gautam. Just increase my, like that people are asking. Okay.
Looking at the success of the first year of that academy, they wanted to know what's happening with that academy because last year it was around 300 admissions and now they have around 950 students. What magic has happened? So they wanted to know who's the person behind. And since I was a freelancer, I was able to work with the other academies also. So this was a thing that was happening in 2016, 17 and 18. So I was a freelance digital marketer in Chennai. I was helping these academies, especially these civil service academies to generate leads and increase their admissions. So this was all about me. And this is how, and I didn't do any course on digital marketing as well to say.
Oh.
I'm a self-learned digital marketer. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a self-learned digital marketer. The marketing concepts, what I know is self-taught by myself because during UPSC preparation, you'll become a person who will be self-made.
Okay.
You'll be keep on learning things. At that point of time only, this marketing skills also started creeping into me.
Okay.
So the funnel system, the customer experience journey, all those stuff.
Yeah,
so this is my journey and this is where I started my experience, my career as a digital marketer.
Yeah, actually, I'm wondering that in 2015, digital marketing was just booming at the time. And was it tough to learn digital marketing at that time?
So at that point of time, there were no this much blogs or videos or YouTube videos or all those kind of stuff. There were minimum amount of information which was available on internet. I think that was a blessing in disguise because people who wanted to become a digital marketer now, they have humongous amounts of information and they don't know where to start and where to end.
Mm, 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 mm. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. So nowadays people run a 2 days digital marketing course, 5 days master digital marketing course. I don't know like where how they can learn digital marketing in 5 days or 6 days, or it's a continuous process. Yeah. Digital marketing keeps on evolving each and every day. Okay, the Google Analytics, which was in and around 2015 and 16, is totally different from what we have today. The Facebook, which was around 2015, is not the same that we have today. In 2015, there was not the live option to go live. There was no option for live streaming on Facebook. I used to use a different tool. I can also name the tool. The tool's name is OBS Studio.
Okay.
We have to use that tool to go live on Facebook. Around 2016-17 only, Facebook came up with lives. Live sessions. So each and every year, each and every month, each and every day, this thing is evolving. If you're not upgrading yourself, you're not going to grow. You cannot sustain in this field of digital marketing.
Yes.
So that is the thing. And what I would say is, in 2015, the information available was very, very less. People who were teaching digital marketing was very less. Especially in India, it was very, very less. I think at that point of time, when people are very less at that point of time, you can explore the market. When market gets crowded now, the competition becomes even more bigger and fierce.
It's tough to get.
So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So you have built a company, Brandso, right? Can you just share your experience on building Brandso?
Yeah. So before coming to Brandso, I would like to get back the story around 2018. Okay. 2018, I wanted to have a change of city. And I also wanted to have a taste of corporate work, how corporate works. Because all these days, I have been a freelancer. I have worked with different clients. I have gathered experience of running digital Facebook ads and Google ads. And to say one more thing, within 2 years, I was given the responsibility to run an ads of around 70 lakhs. I run an ads around, which was around 70 lakhs, comprising of all the clients. So I have managed such a humongous budget for these academies. So post that, I wanted to have a taste of corporate job as well. So at that point of time, I moved to Delhi for a UPSC preparation as well. And at that point of time, there is a multimedia company called Josh Talks.
Yeah, Josh Talks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got an opportunity to work with them as a social media manager, especially for Tamil. Josh Talks headquarters is in Gurugram. So I worked with Josh Talks in Gurugram. And usually, you know, it's a kind of travel kind of job, because we used to research stories. Then we have to curate the stories, and then we'll come for a shoot. The production process takes place, and after that, the post-production. So what I understood from Josh Talk kind of startup was, it was also a startup. Now also it's a startup. When I entered there, the process were at infant stage. We didn't have a robust process in Josh Talks. So I was able to understand what the things were going in and around in Josh Talks and how to build a digital company, a digital media company as a whole. So Josh Talks is a kind of story sharing platform. Yeah, I know most of the people who are seeing this might have seen at least one Josh Talk video.
Yeah,
Josh Talks is almost into all vernacular languages in almost all vernacular languages in India. Right, from Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam, Hindi, Bangla, almost all the languages. So I was working with the Tamil wing in Josh Talks, and it was a very great learning experience. I would like to share a few experiences that I had, few learning experiences, learning curves, which was totally, it was not linear also, it was exponential. There's a difference between linear and exponential. Linear, the graph goes like a slope, a normal slope. But exponential, you can see a sudden surge in that graph. So that was a thing that I experienced in Josh Talks. You know why? Because since it was a startup and there are no robust systems and processes, many responsibilities were given to me. Right from researching a story, finding a story, finding the right speaker, then after that training that speaker. So once we do this helped me to harness my networking skills. So when we look for stories now, we'll start speaking with lots of people. And at that point of time only, I got in contact with lots of entrepreneurs, IAS officers, IPS officers, and social workers, many people in Tamil Nadu. So that was a great networking experience, first one to say. Okay. Second thing, we would travel to the city, the respective city, to shoot to make, for the production process. So when we used to travel to Chennai for the production day. It will be taking place for 2 days. So at that point of time, what I learned was all the intricate things that happens in, during a production day, during a shoot day, right from camera handling, then PR, public relations. Public relations is very, very important for a company, for a startup, say, because people who come there are not normal people, people who have done remarkable things in life.
Yeah.
So it takes great effort, great skills to handle those kind of people. And the amount of time given to us from Joe Stocks is also limited because the production takes place only for 2 days and we have to complete almost 30 to 40 stories in a day. So that the time constraint will also be there. People whom we are dealing also is people who have good amount of status in the society. So all these stuffs now we have been put into a situation where we have to put or enhance our skills to the utmost level. So this was a great learning experience for me. And after the production day, we'll go back to our headquarters in Gurugram. And then we'll sit for the post-production. After the post-production takes play, ends, we'll start with the distribution. Distribution comes with, we distribute on various social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, then on YouTube. And we also started exploring on ShareChat, all those stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was a thing which was happening in Joe Stocks. So at one point of time, always I want to, right from the days of freelancing as a digital marketer, I came in contact with lots of people with similar mindset who wanted to start a digital agency. Digital agency, yeah. So at that point of time, when I used to do freelancing in around 2016-17 and all, there will be demand for videos, graphic designing, all those stuff. So at that point of time, I came in contact with few graphic designers, video editors, video product producers, all those stuff. So we were always in a close network. So at that point of time, after gathering good amount of experience, work experience, I wanted to explore into this digital agency field. So at that point of time only, I started speaking with my friends who wanted to start this digital agency as well. So at that point of time only, we came up with an idea. Okay, there is no one roof solution for the small businesses. Small businesses was just starting at that point of time and who wanted to start in a digital way. Well, what I saw was it was a market in the gap in the market. A small business which they are starting, they need a brand new logo for them.
Yes.
A brand identity for them.
Yes.
After that, they require a voucher for them, a business card for them. After that, in order to establish their digital identity, their Facebook, Instagram, all those stuff is very, very important. And after that, a website is very, very important.
Yeah.
Taking all these stuff, there was no, only few agencies which were providing these services and not too up to the mark which we were looking for.
Okay.
So getting all these people on under one roof, I wanted to provide these services. If a company comes into as a small SMB, small or a medium scale business comes with Brunzo, we can make them as a brand. Brunzo is nothing but brand solutions. Brand solutions has been shrinked and made as Brunzo.
Brunzo, like Dunzo, Zomato.
Yeah. Dunzo, Zomato, all those stuff. So it's Brunzo. And I want also to share the story of naming how the name Brunzo came.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this name Brunzo, me and my team were brainstorming for almost 1.5 months. You believe me or not, me and my team was brainstorming for 1.5 months. And we were thinking like what names we can go up with this digital agency which is coming up. So at that point of time, I found one pattern. Pattern of six-letter words in startups.
Oh.
So the pattern of six-letter words is, if you see Google now, it has six words. Six letters in it. Can you count it? G-O-O-G-L. Then Amazon.
A-M-A-Z-O-N. Yeah. Six.
Then if you go to Swiggy.
S-W-I-G-G. Yeah, Swiggy.
Swiggy has double G's. So if you take two G's into account, it will have six. So if you, there are many, many companies which have become unicorn using this six-letter pattern. So, yeah. And there are, and one more thing is the rhythmic word of a brand. If you see most of brands now, it will end with an, this is called naming of brand. It ends with a vowel. It either ends with A or O. Zomato.
Okay.
Danzo.
Okay.
So these things now, like it is easily captured by the brain. So that's the reason why we almost came up with 100 names which didn't even fit into our ambit. So when we this name now, it just came when we were ordering our food on Zomato. So when we were ordering on Zomato na, why can't we have it as in O or kind of stuff? Oh, Zomato, okay. Tanzo, these companies were trending, and now even now Zomato has raised their IPO.
That's
the level of six letter words pattern. So what I thought was, let's think with something called O in the ending. At that point of time only, what I came up with this word called Branzo.
Branzo.
Yeah, okay. Naming a company now, it should have a, in this digital era, naming a company should have four main checkpoints that you have to go through. The first checkpoint is you should make sure that it is trending. Second thing is you should make sure that your name, your company name, has a domain name available. In this digital era, you cannot run a business. It is very, very important to run a business having a website.
Okay.
So a domain name should be available. Then.
Okay.
The third thing is you should make sure that your company's name, your startup's name resonates with the work or the services or the product that you're about to give.
Sure. Yeah.
So these are the things. So we should make sure that these things are into your brand's name. And after that, you should also create a brand identity for them.
Yeah.
This is a story how we came up with the name called Branzo.
Great.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So I would just, I'm curious in about knowing what are the challenges you faced in digital marketing. Any challenges you faced?
Challenges during my freelance time or during my entrepreneurship time? Challenges is inevitable.
Yeah. In Branzo, you can share your challenges.
Okay. The challenge is, first thing is client management.
Okay.
So in this era, na, digital era, people's expectations are more, but the budget is very less.
Low.
Budget is less. They will have around, say for example, they will have money for eggs, but they will be looking for mutton.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Na? So this is the basic challenge that we face in Branzo. Okay. Branzo is a premium branding company. We work with premium brands. We have worked with premium brands like Lassi Shop, Goli Vada Pav, all those stuff we have worked with. So we also work with small businesses.
Okay.
We categorize our clients based on their needs, based on their earning capacity, all those stuff, the business volume, all those stuff. So first thing is, clients management. Second thing is, you know, the era of the area or the domain of digital marketing is totally getting disrupted. In the sense, discipline in the sense, like, actually, this is a good thing. But at one point of time, what these clients or people from other point, other side of this thing, say, for example, the small business who are coming up and who need social media management or social media marketing, they fall in prey with this new digital marketers who have just done courses of
5-day masterclass, 2-day masterclass,
5-day masterclass, all those stuff. Okay. So what these people are doing is, these small businesses, they don't approach agencies like the us in the first point, first shot. They usually go with these newbies. These newbies, na, they sometimes they are delivering their outputs or their promised deliverables. Most of the times, they are failing to deliver the outputs that they have promised.
Okay.
Say, for example, if they are promising a local SEO, local SEO for the brand, they don't even know in which thing they have to do. Local SEO works with Google Maps. Okay. And Google Maps, we have to work with Google account, Google My Business account. Right. And at one point of time, I will share one of my experience with the client. Okay. Oh. One client came asking me, sir, look, I have different branches in and around Chennai.
Okay.
But my branch in so and so place, I'll say the place also, in Vadapalani, it's not showing the right location. He said like that. So I asked him, like, with whom, sir, did you do? He said, so and so person, he came and he said, like, we can do local SEO, all those stuff. And once I got the credentials and went and saw there, at that point of time, I didn't see the right procedure being handled in it.
Okay.
Okay. So all these, this is one of the challenges that I face. Why I say this as a challenge is, when that client came to us itself, he came with a dilemma, whether to trust this digital marketers or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Already one digital marketer. What he did was, like, he took the order. He spoke to the clients. And after that, once he got the payment, he was not responding to the people.
Okay.
Okay. So these are the challenges that we see. Even though we are trustable, we are trusted brand in digital marketing, and even though other agencies also, they face challenges from these kind of newbies. They take order. They take an order. They speak with the clients. They are not able to give the promised deliverables. And at that point of time, they are not going to respond to the clients also. So at that point of time, what's happening is, the total domain of digital marketing is a kind of a hoax kind of thing. Oh, might be like, all the digital marketers are like this. So this is the real-time challenge that I face. And how I come across this challenge is, I educate my client. I make them aware of things.
Yeah.
Once they're aware of things now, they know, okay, so this is the deliverable. I don't overpromise people. Okay. I don't say, like, if you do this social media management for 1 month, you're going to get this much leads. No, I will not promise like that. We will promise which is achievable, which is executable. In social media marketing or in digital marketing, consistency is very, very important. Only if you are able to make your customers aware what business you are doing, what products you have, what services you provide, where are you from, which city you are from, where you can provide the services or where you can deliver these products. Only then they will start. This is called awareness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once they are aware with your business, they will start engaging with you. Okay, right? So
this is
a funnel type. It's a step-by-step process. It will not take as a magic. Yeah. Magic happens only if you're consistent after 6 months.
Yes. Consistency is more important, whether we start any YouTube videos or podcasting or anything. People are just expecting results in just 1 day. But one day results, we can't be expecting. Consistency is more important. So yes, that's what I'm
saying. Absolutely right. So people who are looking for quick results now, like we say, sir, this is not the platform that you can see quick results. If anyone promises you quick results, you please go with them. We are not the persons who can provide you quick results.
Yes.
And a few people come to us and ask, like, sir, can we buy this Instagram followers so that we can show off, like, our brand has this much. I will say, sir, there are people who are doing this. Okay, you please go to them. We are not, we always look for people who are loyal to your brand. We'll build a community who are loyal to your brand. Even if you have 1K follower or 2K follower to your brand, make sure that those 2K followers are loyal.
Yes.
Loyal followers, loyal customers. If you are going to make a post, a digital marketing post regarding your service or regarding your offer, of those 2,000 followers, at least some 100 people should buy from you. That's more than enough. Rather than having 20,000 followers and not even a single reply, single engagement, which is totally waste.
Yes. Yeah, Gautam.
This is one thing what I see from customers' point of view, clients' point of view, and people who are coming into this field as a newbies. And we, like an agency, what we are facing, all these things, this is the thing happening in this field as a whole.
Yeah, Gautam, that was good.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
And this, I wanted to ask you another thing. Who was your interesting client and what was the interesting campaign you ran?
Okay. One interesting campaign was we usually work with this food brands. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We are specialized in that because food is something, no? You need daily kind of engagement with your people. Okay, there are lots of opportunities, lots of choices for foodies. If you're going to miss an opportunity, you're done. Because every day, one important thing that people should know is two businesses are easy to open. Okay, one thing is food business. Second thing is retail business. It's very, very or potikada potu easier polichikalam. It's that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
So this is very competitive kind of thing. And we specialize in how we can outbreak the competition and make our client's brand an even more dominant kind of thing. So we work with the juice brand. Okay. Mm. We work with them. We are working also now also. So what we did was like one viral campaign that we did was, which was during this 2021 elections. Okay. Elections appo vandu like there were lots and lots of campaigning songs vandichu, campaigning advertisements vandichu, like it was like at that point of time that was trending, right? So what we did was we used that trend to promote the brand.
Okay.
What we did was like there was one slogan called Stalin da vararu.
It was running in my mind that whether you'll say this or not.
Yeah. So we use that trend to make this brand viral. Okay. So the name of the brand is Juice World. Okay. How we did was Juice World na varara jillin juice kuduka poraaru. So we use this kind of trend in the campaign and became viral.
Okay.
So yeah. This was one interesting campaign. We used this election as a trending kind of thing, and that became viral. And at that point of time, since there was no lockdown and dining was also allowed, so at that point of time, the sales, we actually saw the sales booming in almost all the 8 branches they had in and around Chennai.
So you used moment marketing to increase the sales of your client.
Yes, actually to say that was the thing. And one more thing was like, last 1 year, there were people were totally into this social media kind of thing, right? So we did one more marketing gimmick, which became successful also. So at one point of time, during the last government, it was announced that everyone got passed, like right from 11th, 12th, when all got arrears, there was an announcement that ellarum pass, all pass appdinu solla, there was one news came. So what we did was like we started meme marketing for the brand.
Okay.
What we did was like there is one movie called Boss Engra Bhaskaran.
Ah, yeah.
We started using that template where the friend and the hero. Used to go to this arrear examination. At that point of time, he will ask like, where are you going? So we used that concept and we made all clear panita. I'm going to give a treat kuduka poren appdi solla. So treat kudukum bodhu vandu indha brand la poi kudupa juice bowl la poi kudu appdi solla we did.
Okay.
That was a rational kind of thinking. It became totally viral. That campaign also became viral. And friends became all clear panita yaarla vandu all clear pannaangalo, all the friends started showing this meme pathiya olunga vandu enakku vandu andha kadaila poi enakku treat kudu appdi solla.
Yeah.
So this was the kind of marketing we used. So we used right from meme marketing, the trend kind of thing that was going on. And I would also like to say one more kind of campaign, viral campaign which went. Okay. This Cuckoo Cuckoo song was trending in the internet.
Yeah, everyone's WhatsApp status was fully filled with the Cuckoo Cuckoo, that D song. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what my team did was, we totally wrote a lyrics which is in sync and in rhythm with the same song, and we wrote it for a brand, and it became again viral. The reels got around 10k likes and around 1 million views.
Okay, great. Yeah,
so this is a kind of some of the interesting marketing campaigns that we did. And I would also like to add one more marketing campaign which is very dear to my heart, near and dear to me, which we did for Lassi Shop. Lassi Shop is one of the big brands in Chennai.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
You can see almost in the whichever area you go in Chennai, you will see at least one shop of this Lassi Shop.
Definitely.
Yes. So what we did was, for 2021, we did a event for them, a branding event for them. So we it was a very limited place for us, limited time for us. And 2021, since it was a new year and this COVID pandemic was also there, we were given restrictions.
Okay, yeah.
At that point of time, what we did was we conducted game shows on the spot, and we started engaging the customers who were coming there, and we were giving offers based on the points that they got from the games.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
So, and we said like, this offers goes till Pongal. Till Jan 15, you can use this update soldier. And of course, this event also boosted their sales for Lassi Shop. So this was one of the interesting campaign that we did for this brand.
In which branch was this?
We did it in T Nagar.
Okay, yeah. So it was a success. Was it a success?
It was a great success, yeah.
Super. Yeah, Gautam. So that was great and nice to hear. And Gautam, so as you said before, it was just mind-blowing and it was great campaigns you ran. And another one question, that in future, will the budding digital marketers could be able to adapt to the updates in digital marketing?
Yes. So even for me, if I'm not updating myself, I'll become obsolete. Obsolete na vandhu, I'll become old-dated in digital marketing. Because each and every day, there is an update in the digital marketing scene. Okay. Recently, there came a platform called Clubhouse.
Yeah.
It became viral. Okay. Mm. So a digital marketer should know whether he can generate lead from Clubhouse. Okay. Like Clubhouse, there might be another new social media platform where lots of people gather and folk over there. Okay. So at that point of time, the digital marketer should know whether I can make a lead or make a brand management or kind of brand awareness through that medium. So what I say is adapting to the new things that is coming each and every day is very, very important. Whether it's a new digital marketer or a experienced digital marketer, it's all about adapting to the new things. Okay. People were saying SEO is going to die because Google is keep on updating their algorithm. Okay. However, until and unless Google is going to stop the searches, SEO is going to play a big role in the digital marketing field.
Okay.
What you have to do is you have to upgrade yourself. Before, it was a text kind of searches. Okay. You can search like who's PV Sindhu. You can search like who's Ambani. But now what you can do is you can just take your phone, you can turn on your microphone and you can voice search, right? So the search thing has evolved from text to voice.
Yeah, nowadays nowadays students are like 700 and 600, they are just saying voice search Ambani, TamilRockers.com, they're doing like this. So voice search has been a great success. Even it's captured students too, young students too.
So a digital marketer who was doing this traditional SEO should know how to adapt to this voice search piece.
Yes.
Just an example I'm giving.
Yeah.
So what I say is, whether he's a new digital marketer who is coming new into this field, or he's already an experienced kind of guy, what he has to do is he should keep on upgrading himself.
You
should know the new tools which is coming in. Okay?
Yes.
Chatbots, which are playing a very important role, which was not that much prominent in 2015. But in 2021, it's very, very prominent. It plays a very important role in lead generation and lead engagement, customer engagement. If you go to any website, there is a chatbot.
And what
I see is, this is the integration of digital marketing with artificial intelligence. So there are lots and lots of technologies which are coming in, and people who are ready to adapt to this knowledge and the technologies which is coming up, they will surely survive and they can surely grow up in this field. So this is my answer for your question.
Yeah, listeners who are listening, any digital marketers here, so just note this point. It will be very useful to you, and just follow Gautam for more. Yeah, Gautam, and for after this listening, audience who are now interested to start their career in digital marketing, so where can they get any resources to learn with digital marketing?
As I said before, there are lots and lots of resources. Resources are huge. Huge resources are available. Make sure that in digital marketing, which thing you're going to do. The thing in the sense, your niche.
Yeah.
Digital marketing is a kind of ocean. Okay. If you're going to, Ritik is a podcaster. Okay. He's also a digital marketer. He's creating content. He's making it on your social media platforms. Okay. At one point of time, you'll also get sponsors and you'll become a digital marketer.
Okay.
So podcasting is a kind of digital marketing. YouTuber is also a digital marketer. Okay, a person who is doing blogs is also a digital marketer. An influencer is also a digital marketer. So make sure that you don't become a generalist. You become a specialist in your field. Your field, in the sense, find your own niche. For me, my niche is, I help people, especially educational clients, to find their leads.
Got it.
One more thing is, since I know the digital field as well, digital marketing as well, and I have also prepared for this competitive exams, I'm now becoming a digital coach, a digital mentor for competitive exams. This is an evolution kind of stuff. Okay. So in 2015, I was helping a few academies to run Google ads, Facebook ads, all those stuff. According to me, now it is outdated. Any Tom, Dick and Harry can run a Facebook ad, a Google ad, right? And anyone with just a Gmail ID can start a YouTube. But make sure that you are unique in your stuff.
Yeah.
Content you're creating is creating value, is providing value to your audiences. Once you provide value, they will be ready to give their time. Make sure that one thing that every digital marketer or every person who wants to get into digital marketing is, you should grab the screen time of your audience.
Great.
More time they spend with you, the more successful you become as a digital marketer.
Yeah. So, thank you, Gautam. Thank you for this wonderful insight for our audience. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me here.